heard me without the microphone. Good morning. I'm going to open with a verse to start. This is 1 Timothy 1:15 through 16. I think a lot of us are familiar with that. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who would believe in him for eternal life. This is a verse that I've thought about most since I've returned to Christ. I'm not proud of the last 15 years, but I'm here today to say that I'm not ashamed to give God the glory for all the trials and tribulations that I've been through, and I pray my story could be of encouragement to at least one person that hears it. I'd like to pray now. Father God, I need your help. Give me strength and let me be clear and let the Holy Spirit speak through me and let me fade into the background because this, I am a tool in this situation and I pray that as a tool I can be used by you to glorify you and that may one person hear this story and that they be receptive to the call of the Holy Spirit. And yeah, I just thank you and ask you to help me through this in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a lot to this. I wrote it down because if I didn't, I would rant. One thing I've been struggling with since I asked Pastor Sam if I could share with you all what God has done in my life is the thought that someone would think all this comes off as me seeking validation. I hope this recollection stands to glorify God and God alone. As far back as I can remember, my life was in turmoil. I've experienced things that no child should. I come from a broken family and didn't have a great example of what a healthy marriage should look like until later in life, but I don't use this as an excuse for all my failures. In fact, God has used this to point out to me how a healthy marriage should go, and in the same breath, I've learned what it means to be a better father to my sons. There has been an abnormal amount of trauma in my life before I was ever able to mature as an adult, which some would say is why I did what I did in my married life. Personally, that's an excuse. I did what I did because I turned my back on God. I was living for myself and for the world. I was saved at a very young age. I want to say 10 or 11 years old. And even at that young age, I felt the peace of the Holy Spirit wash over me and remove the pain that I held on to. I was so on fire for God that I got made fun of in grade school because I kind of pictured myself as a little John the Baptist, and I'd share on the playground with Jesus with anybody that would listen. And fast forward to my teenage years, I began to turn away due to some things that happened within the church that I was a part of. I allowed what man did to affect my view of God, and I ran with it. I did all the things a typical teenager does, party, chase girls, etc. In the middle of all that, I got word that the one man of God that had the most impact in my life had taken his own life. He was the pastor of the church body that I allowed to hurt my view of God, but I loved him. Even in my years of straying. It was in that church that his wife asked me to play drums for the praise and worship team, which I loved. When I heard he passed on, I resented God and allowed that to, I resented that God allowed that to happen and thought, well, if it happened to him, it can definitely happen to anyone. I did him a disservice by putting him on a pedestal, the man that my old pastor, I put him on a pedestal. Since then, I've asked for forgiveness for that as well because he was only a man, whether he was a pastor. So the 15 years approximately during that time period until a few years ago, I call my Jonah period. I was running from God and I was in the belly of a fish. Fast forward to a marriage that due to my own selfishness and sin was failing. It was clear the writing was on the walls, and still at this time, I was resisting the Holy Spirit. I felt this struggle the entire time I was straying. My dad, whom I loved, was my best friend. He passed away in 2019, right before Christmas, from a tragic accident out of the blue, and this pushed my alcoholism to new lows. It was at that point, while working in the oil field, away from my family and knowing my marriage was about to end, that I made alcohol my idol. Every night I would drink until I was numb. In 2021, I got a DUI. And after that happened, I made the decision to quit alcohol. In 2022, our family faced a bigger hit, which I won't go into detail, but when it happened, I really spiraled. I was in constant fear for my sons and their mother's well-being. I felt helpless. I felt so helpless that one time I was driving back to the North Dakota, I thought that it might just be better if I was no longer alive anymore. Couldn't save my sons, my family. I messed up my marriage, and I didn't have anyone I felt I could confide in. I pulled over to a scenic overlook near the North Dakota border, and before I could open the door of my car, I heard almost a whisper say, "I'm still here, and I love you." Immediately, I repented, and out of instinct, I said, "Lord, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I need help, and I need you." After contacting my Aunt Cindy and my mom, telling them what happened, my instant reaction was to find a spirit-filled church in Dickinson, North Dakota. I had been going to a boxing gym called Dominion Boxing. The very next morning, I went in about 3:30 a.m., and seeing Psalms 144 on the wall. It was like the Holy Spirit told me to reach out to the lady that owned the gym, which I did. I gave her a rundown of what had happened, leading me to my search for a church, and she welcomed me to Breakforth Bible Church there in Dickinson, which became my new church home. That same sense of peace I experienced as a little boy came flooding back. Feeling God's grace and mercy again in my life, my cup was overflowing, and it has been ever since. Little ways down the road, some more things happened with our family, leading me to feel compelled to come back to Gordon. I knew at that time I needed a church immediately, and as God does, he put Pastor Mike Johnson on my People You May Know list on Facebook. I felt led to inquire further, so I messaged him stating I'm moving back to Nebraska, and I really just need a fellow brother in Christ to talk to, and I need a church. Needless to say, Mike was very welcoming and still counsels me anytime I asked him to. His family welcomed the boys and I to home groups and are still just awesome friends to us. At this point, I knew we found our home church. And since then, this church has been the biggest blessing to us, and I truly couldn't be more grateful. I was rebaptized by Pastor Mike, welcomed as a member, and now I'm blessed to be able to serve this body, and I will serve it as long as I can and as any way as I can. One would start to think life would become sunshine and rainbows. But as many of us know, that's not exactly what happens when we devote our lives to God. In fact, quite the opposite is possible and likely. I faced more various turmoil. On March 8, 2024, my son Jack had a horrific four-wheeler accident. Sorry. It was an accident a lot of people don't walk away from. I'm ashamed to say that as I watched it happen, I thought my little boy was gone. I ran down the embankment. He had gone down end over end on the four-wheeler. Picked up what I thought was his lifeless body and began to pray. Lord, save him. I got him laid down on the flat ground. Notice he was breathing. I truly believe God saved his life. And through our week stay at the children's hospital we were flown to, we were able to share with nurses and doctors our faith in Christ. My story is a rough one. But by the grace of God, I'm here today better than ever, which is why I cannot be quiet about what our Savior has done, not just for me, but is willing to do for all who would believe. As it says in Luke 5, 31-32, Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not called to come the righteous, but sinners to repentance." I'm forever grateful for the prayers of my mom and my Aunt Cindy and others that never stopped praying for me. It doesn't matter how broken you think you are. We're all clay in the potter's hands. Those are the best hands that we could ever be in. Thank you, guys. All right, now I'd like to finish with a prayer, and then I think we're going to do one more song. Father God, thank you for the strength to do hard things. Thank you for the church body. Thank you for mercy and grace, which a part of the blood of Christ, I would not be worthy to receive such a grace. I pray that you can use the testimony of what you've done in my life to pull one person to be receptive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. May you be glorified in it, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.